My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Hsu.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Today, we're going to talk about how big clients can break your business. So let's just give an example right here. So let's say you're running a consulting company and most of your clients are paying you $1,000 a month. And then you have one client that's paying you maybe $10,000 a month, right? So they're a 10X customer than your average. That's an example of a big client. So we want to talk about kind of our experiences. We'll do some experience shares and then maybe talk about what you can do to kind of avoid having your business broken by big clients.
The thing that I really learned early on is if you're not set up to handle it, what it can do is it can detract from your core customer base and you could start end up affecting them in a negative way. I know an agency that literally just closed one of the biggest TV channels and they have a big budget from them. All it's doing is breaking their business. Funny enough, they're a competitor to Eric and I. They're still doing well. They're a big agency, but that one customer is really hurting their business, taking away a lot of their resources. They're struggling to service it well, and it's causing it where some of the other customers are suffering as well. And in the long run, they may not just lose that big client, but they're also going to lose potentially if they don't figure things out. They're going to also lose a lot of their smaller clients that are their bread and butter.
I think it's important to understand the long-term ramifications around a service business or a product business, right? This actually applies more to a service business, but most people don't think about it. And most people think short-term. They're like, okay, I can realize a lot of profits around this, a lot of revenues, and it's going to be great. I'm going to hit numbers and all that. But what about your people? How are your people going to be feeling? Are they going to be stressed? You got to think about that because at the end of the day, if you're doing services, it's your people that are doing the work. And the number one priority is actually to keep your people happy. If you keep your people happy, then the clients will be serviced well. And there's a trickle down effect there. And the other risk here is client concentration. So if this client is maybe 20, 30, 40% of your business, and if they decide to go away and your team's stressed, all of a sudden 40% of your business is gone and you're kind of, you've leveled up all of a sudden doing all this revenue. And then all of a sudden you have to level down, right? You have to tear everything down because you had to hire all this headcount and then people people are super stressed and all that, it's just not worth it. So what you should be thinking about is, what is your ideal client profile and what will you tolerate and what will you not tolerate, right? So when I think about working with people in general, whether it's clients or hiring people, they have to be humble, they have to be hungry, and they have to be smart, right? And then they have to fit everything else. So for us, primarily, we would like to work with SaaS companies. We like to work with e-commerce and to an extent, I guess, travel now too, right? But that's who we like to focus on. And we're not going to try to be everything to everyone. And I think if you do, then everything gets out of hand quickly. Because what's going to happen is, if you have a big client, they're going to dictate, hey, we need this service. We want this. We want this. And you just keep saying, yes, 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 yes. I do this. I do this. The stress levels keep building for everyone else. And then all of a sudden, your company just falls apart, right? And that's not worth it.
And what I would recommend is, stop it right at the start. What I mean by that is, if you know you can potentially lock in a big client and they came in as lead or you can sell them, don't sell them if they're not a fit. Go refer them out to someone else. Maybe you can even work out a deal where they'll give you a commission if they close them. And that can be healthier for you. The other thing that you also do need to consider is, if you have a lot of clients paying you $1,000 a month and you do want to scale up, you should. There's nothing wrong with closing bigger clients, but you may not want to jump from $1,000 a month clients and having tons of them to going to $10,000 a month. You may want to start off and try to go from $1,000 to $3,000 a month and slowly work your way up so you can get the experience, figure out how you need to adapt to keep those clients happy and reduce your churn as well. But it really can break your business and derail your growth. And short term, yes, you can make more money, but long term, you know, it can really hurt you. And the same goes not just with big clients, but closing clients that are toxic for your company. Like, we've had a client in the past that we no longer work with that, when they would just get on the phone, they would just yell at some of my team members. And I'm like, why? Don't have this. I'm like, let's just not work with them and refund their money. It's just like, why create something that's going to be really toxic and it's just going to hurt the morale of the company?
Yeah, life's too short to work with people that are mean, right? And so kind of Neil's point too, this is in terms of kind of leveling up slowly in terms of your price increases, that definitely helps. And you should be thinking about that. And maybe we'll do an episode on price increasing again, but taking small steps from a land and expand approach, right? So a while back when we worked with Amazon, it started really small. It was like, okay, let's just run, you know, one portion of your ads. And then it got bigger, it got bigger, it got bigger, right? They need more, they need more. They want to grow with you, right? And so think about that. Like, if you're hell bent on working with them, say, hey, let's take a flyer. Maybe let's do like an engagement for a couple months or so and see how it goes. And then we can expand from there. But you don't need to take it all at once, because if you take it all at once, again, you're going to bring a lot of undue stress and you have to be thinking about the long term. So that is it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIV to learn about our virtual and our live events. We'd love to see you there. We've got some amazing speakers coming and it's going to help you grow. So see you later.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.